Let us pray. Lord, may the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be blessing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The text that I want to share with you tonight is taken from the Gospel taken by Luke. Chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. But the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid." He said, "I bring you a good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord." The other translation, they said, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord.'" God bless the message from Luke. My theme for tonight, the good news for you and for me. The Messiah is born for you in the city of David. You'll be rejoiced. The last few weeks, the students from Victoria University, they celebrate the achievement. Some of them, they have a certificate, they have a diploma, and they have a degree. For the achievement, for their study, one of them, that's 1 year course, one of them, that's 2 year course, and 3 or 5. But all the students and the family, when they hear the good news, their student, their son, and their daughter, they receive a degree, they celebrate. That's a good news for the family. In the beginning of the Gospel of Luke, it's talking about the story of the older couple. They are both the chief priests. They are called Zachariah and Elizabeth. They are both the righteous in God's eyes, careful to obey all the Lord's commandment and regulation. They have no children because they are too old. One day, the angel appeared to Zachariah. "Do not be afraid, Zachariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife, Elizabeth, will give you a son. And you are named him John." It's a good news. These two old couple, for the thinking of men, the old, they are not allowed to have a baby. But God remind in this situation, the impossible thing for the mind of the man is very easy. For the Lord, very possible for him. So there's a good news for this couple. The reading for today is talking about the angel, the same angel, appearing for the Sabbath. They are caring for their sheep. At the desert. They are keeping, watching over their flock at the night, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you a good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." I'd like to question, why the angel appear to the shepherd? It is a wonderful thing that the story should tell that the first announcement called name came to some shepherd. Shepherds were despised, but orthodox, good people of the day. They were quite unable to keep the detail of the ceremonial law. They could not observe all the meticulous hand washing and rules and regulations. Their flocks made constant demand on them. And so the orthodox looked down on them. It was to symbol men of the field that God's message first come. But these were in all likelihood very special shepherds. We have already seen how in the temple, morning and evening, an unblemished lamb was offered as a sacrifice to God. To see that the supply of perfect offering was always available, the temple authorities had their own private sheep. And we know that this flock was pastured near Bethlehem. It is most likely that this shepherd were in charge of the flock from which the temple offering were chosen. It is a lovely thought that the shepherd who looked after the temple lamb were the first to see the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We have already seen that when a boy was born, the local musician congregated at the house to greet him with simple music. Jesus was born in a stable in Bethlehem, and there were, for their ceremony could not be carried out. It is lovely to think that the ministry of heaven took the place of ministry of earth. And angels sing the song for Jesus that every singer could not sing. All through this reading, we must have been thinking of the rough simplicity of the birth of the Son of God. We might have expected that if he had to be born in this world at all, it will be a palace. There was a European monarch who worried his court by often disappearing and walking incognito among his people. When he was asked not to do so for security's sake, he answered, "I cannot rule my people unless I know how they live." It is the great fault of the Christian faith that we have a good who knows life. We live because he to live it and claim no special advantage over ordinary people. However, Christ, the Christ born, it means he is coming to us to shine in our midst and lift up us from the death. To become the children of God. Also, he forgot your sin if you believe in Jesus. He will bless you and your family in this Christmas. Merry Christmas. Share the good news of Christmas to everyone. I hope this Christmas is a time for happy for your family. May God bless you and shine upon you during the Christmas time.